Hello, everyone. Let's say Mother's opening prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, Divine Mother,
Divine Mother,
Beloved Jesus Christ,
Beloved Jesus Christ,
Blessed Master,
Blessed Master,
Dearest Mother,
Dearest Mother,
Beloved David,
Beloved David,
Saints and Sages of all religions,
Saints and sages of all religions,
I bow to all of you.
I bow to all of you.
Free my life from all obstacles.
Free my life from all obstacles.
And give me physical, mental, and spiritual development.
And give me physical, mental, and spiritual development.
Make my mind thy temple. Make my heart thy altar. Make my love thy home. Be thou the only king reigning on the throne of my consciousness. Om. Om. Peace.
Peace.
Bliss.
Bliss.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's do a short meditation. Thank you. I'd like to speak tonight on the subject of wonder. In my Bible reading that I am enamored with at the moment is from Psalms 77, verses 11 to 20. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of all of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And from Acts chapter 2, verse 19, and I will shew wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. I was thinking of Mother this afternoon and remembering and realizing that what she really brought to me and to all of us was the sense of wonder that such a person could live on this earth and that she could mingle with us. Mother showed signs and wonders. My gosh. You just haven't any idea how to explain it. She opened up within the mind and within the soul a room filled with the reality, the certainty of God. She made him real. She taught us of God. And then we realized, oh, that's God. That's different than everything else I've been taught. She brought us to meet him. She knew him well. She described him. She made us not worry about the outside world. The wonders that she showed us was all within. As she taught, God within, that God was within. But this life is more wonderful than we can believe. We simply do not believe it, except as it's demonstrated by God within us. She lifted us up. I think the miraculous aspect of a great guru is the ability to lift people up, and David had it too. By being in her presence, by listening to her talk. You know, it's funny, the notion of authority, and that she spoke with such authority and knowledge. She was living it, for one thing. She was looking each moment for that flow of God through her as she spoke to us. She was a lot of fun, and she was funny. I think for myself, I mentioned I had a hard time seeing the humor or the in taking part in that. I guess it'd be the better way to say it. It was as though I was seeing a miracle every time I was with her in those early days. And that it was really that which was most visible and most apparent, and yet no one talked about it. She demonstrated inwardly what she was for each of us, what she was talking about outwardly. There's a conversation that goes on the inner level, even of the human self speaking in English words for us. And there's a conversation that goes on in the higher levels simultaneously. There's a constant thought. There's a constant knowledge of what Mother was in the spirit when you were in her presence. Was the greatest thing in the room when you were with her. How do you put words together to connote that which we were all feeling? We all wanted to spend more time with her. We never got enough of her. She kept us wanting more. You know, Mother was such a remarkable teacher. She knew she could burn us out. She knew not the old grift that you have to keep them wanting more, but rather the reaching out is such a huge level of effort made spiritually. There's such a desire to get to the state that she's in, that she knew that it had to be kept at that level. And it had to be controlled. To the best extent, to the extent that you can. Mother often talked about the saints that she'd met, and she often talked about how much it meant to her. So in a way, she would talk about her small self, the self that's physically in the body, physical body, I should say, the self that came with this, with her reincarnation, this incarnation that she was in. During those early years with Mother, I had a constant notion in my mind as I closed my eyes. It seemed as though the whole world was spread before me. And I think David's talked about this too. It's funny. But that in the distance, one could see a great, great giant. And these giants were tending, were shepherds of flocks. It's not the way I saw it, but I'm saying it was that there were giants on the earth. And their heads were so high that they're hard to see. And their feet were touching the ground very lightly. And you could look out over the world and see these great, great, tall giant people. And I knew this is what Mother was showing me. And she was one of them. And the thing was that with Mother, I could only see her feet. Her head was so far above me. Her body as it left the earth, that she seemed to be in the clouds. And only her feet were visible. And it came to me strongly that this is why we bow at the feet of a great master. It is to acknowledge that the physical body is the feet of a great soul, of a great master. It's just the bottom portion. It's the part that touches the earth. And they reach into the higher realms, the astral and the causal and beyond. Mother so wanted us to want that vision that she was experiencing, that she would stoop to the earth and lift us to the extent that we could understand. So with signs and wonders, there's so much more than that which goes on in the physical world. It was sometimes with Mother an experience to be in her presence. In other words, it was this feeling of intensity of your nervous system would sometimes bring you to tears, but it would just be excruciating sometimes. I know David's talked about this. It would be more than you could bear, as though she were testing each one of us. I always felt that she was in communion with each of us. She was touching each of us. She knew what we were thinking, and that many of us were thinking the same thing. It wasn't like she had to read everyone's mind. When you bring souls up to a certain level, and they're all sharing that communion, then there is a commonality in what's being thought. And that's what we each individually see from the higher point that she's bringing us to. She took us into a room. It's another way of thinking of it. And the room was vast. And it was blue on the ceiling. And it was a great sphere. And she made us feel comfortable there to watch the goings on. As she described them, she talked about God. And we were brought into a realm. Now, some of us didn't know that. I didn't initially. Some of us had to step into the room to experience it. But we all bring back different stories from being with Mother. You see, in this room, you could fly in a spiritual sense. Your thoughts of God and your ability to understand God could lift you higher as you experimented with it. She talked about God as though in the third person, on the level in the room that we were in, the real, in the physical world. But she was showing us God on the inner realm. And the conversation was there. In the physical room, she would change subjects. Now, each of those things like that were seen as dealing with things in this physical world, answering questions, perhaps. But what Mother was doing was lifting each person up. And when a soul would reach for it and understand a little better and move in that larger room, she would change subjects, focus on that person. Everyone was focusing on that person, their inner selves. And that single person was not a single person. It was a thought that was shared amongst us all. Mother smoothed things for us. She made us feel welcome. And she showed us that world, that inner world, was not foreign. That we knew about that throne room, that upper, bigger room. We've been there before. We knew about it. We were like the little babies that we all love so much, with their interest in this world and their one sense of wonder in this world. I see it so clearly now that what she was enjoying as a mother was every faltering step, every statement, every expression. It was darling to her. Mother could be a disciplinarian, but she mostly lifted. I think for people who, when they experience this, they then talk themselves out of it and they climb back down. I don't understand. Maybe Mother only passed on what God was telling her. These are difficult things to understand. But she would say things sharply to people. Again, not very often, but it's because it did happen, and it was difficult to be with her when she was like that. I think it sticks in our minds that what exactly was she doing? She was demonstrating a great miraculous power. And we only had to look up to see it. And so sometimes she would get everybody on that level at least looking upwards and focused on this. And Mother would weave this spell with the words coming from her mouth in the physical, the visions, the thoughts that we think are our own, they're not. We get access to the higher thoughts. We have access to this wealth of higher thoughts. And they play through your mind, and you think they're your own. Oftentimes after Mother spoke, the room was quiet. And oftentimes it was just full of conversation and laughter and talk. Expressing it. Now, sometimes Mother would say, let's all walk out of here quietly. We're in such a good space right now. Most of the time she didn't. Sometimes we'd all spontaneously sit there after the final prayer, and Mother would walk to the back of the room, and she would sometimes say, is anyone going to come and greet me? Because everyone was seated in there. Chairs. But sometimes the energy was so buoyant. It was really amazing time. When we meditate in private, we knew what that world was like. We knew what that world was. She showed it to us. So we spent some effort to get to that space in our own private meditations. Back and forth, it has to go, as the disciple learns. What are we learning? We're learning of a world that we know that we are part of. But we've been entranced in this world. We've been in an enchantment. And we have a hard time in our conscious mind, which is small, very powerful, but it's small in its scope. And so the disparity that exists of this realm and the things that we're learning, and we're trying to filter it through the mind in this world. I think Mother meant this. I think she was saying this. I think God is thinking this. I'm more and more aware that I have very little curiosity about these things. I do have curiosity, but I'm recognizing that's really a play of the mind. It's trying to fit something too vast into the narrow focused world that we need to have to exist in this world. To operate in this world well, we really need to focus so intently. I'm convinced this is why we sleep, why we need to sleep. But animals do too. This realm is so difficult. But it is really wonderful here. It really truly is. It is what we wanted when we came to this realm. To walk through parks, to swim in water, to enjoy family members, to have friends, but never to lose consciousness of God. And that's something that this requirement to be so focused here, we lose memories that we know God and that we have a place with God, every one of us. It's already established and has been established for a very, very long time. We should be comfortable in this realm. Any thoughts or memories of any of you?
I hate to break the spell, Larry. It's so beautiful that you're bringing us so close to Mother again. But I'll just tell you a few things that have been going through my head as you're talking. And on two different occasions, Mother phoned me when I really needed help out of the blue. She phoned me. And I probably told this story before, but I love it. And one of the phone calls, I was so upset that I was just really, really hanging on. I couldn't talk to Mother, but I was just trying not to cry. And Mother was just so beautiful. And she called me honey. And that, you know, was so special. And the other memory that I've shared probably many times is, when we were with Mother at a potluck in Victoria, and I had three little children, and I said to Mother, I don't write to you very often, Mother, but I write to you in my mind. And she said, I hear you. It was so nice to...
That fits, doesn't it? Yeah.
So nice. Yeah.
Well, I'll just say that so many times I've thought, oh, if I could just be back there and see her again, just even for a few moments, could just be there in the room with her and she could be in the body again and come and see us. But something I was thinking of, Larry, as you were speaking, is that depth of your understanding right now of who she is. We have more access to that now.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
would we really want to go back to that time where we didn't completely get it, you know, where we were, I'll speak for myself, where it was more on the, we knew how special she was, but our consciousness, we were looking at the feet, as you say, and that was all we could see. Yeah. And as the years go by, the wonderful thing about having a guru such as Mother is that her presence just gets stronger and stronger. And you think of how many people that you've known in your life, and you'll have very little memory of them or what they said to you, or you don't even remember what you felt like when you were sitting with them. We don't remember maybe tons and tons of details. Those memories we have are so vivid. They're unlike any other memories. They're completely in our whole being. We know them physically, we know them emotionally, we know them spiritually. Our whole being is there with her. And I don't know anybody else that I can say that I ever had that kind of relationship with. And, well, thank you, Larry. You've just really...
She was a great, great master. She still is. But just her life here amongst us demonstrated that.
I think the other thing is that the years as she got unwell and everybody started to leave, and we were all having to go through that with her, and it was so hard by the time she left the body that it took us so long to then come back to that complete glory that she was in and the state that where she brought us. Because even though we were still aware of who she was, it was difficult. It was all.
But you know, that was when she was demonstrating in her own body what we were as a group going through as individuals,
right.
and the maturing thing that she was putting us through.
Right.
And she was going through, demonstrating what we were going through, I should say, as adolescents, as children causing trouble and dealing with our own growing up and everything. And she reflected that in her body and in her memory and other aspects of her mental state. Even all the time, as David said, she was in her light body. She took that on for us. What we were looking at was not Mother so much as it was ourselves. It's funny though, I just don't see that anymore. I see just what it was she was doing and how great she really was.
Well, absolutely. I'm just saying that during those periods of those years,
well, that's a conundrum will always be with Mother's story, by the way. So I'm not saying I don't think about that too. But to use the analogy of growing up, we had a wonderful childhood. She set things up very well for us. And as we started moving in the world and causing our own troubles, and it wasn't so wonderful. But it was necessary, and it's going to always be a conundrum with Mother's life, but we're just so grateful, aren't we, that we have so many of our Mother's talks, because we have so much clear evidence. It's easy to pass on to others. People who have the ears to hear can hear what she's saying and really get it, really understand it.
You know, being in Mother's presence, the mind wasn't used, really.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like she was driving the boat. She was driving the experience you were having in your mind. She was doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was just a kid, you know. I felt like I was just a little kid. And my mind probably didn't understand anything. But I wanted to be there, you know, and I wanted to hear every word. very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, David in his later years was like that, and Swamiji for many of us was like that too. He literally was someone we just wanted to watch. With Mother, she was such an active person, always wanting to fix something or straighten something out or to go on to other things. Whereas Swamiji, we could see him in his later years, especially because he had other people doing so much. And he wasn't able to do much anyway, but he was someone you could just sit with. Mm-hmm. And with Mother, we had that too, though, when she was in her later years. So we did have a time of sitting with her.
With David was the same?
And David was the same, yeah. Yeah. Couldn't quite get enough of him. Yeah.
Thank the good Lord.
Well, I actually was a little kid.
That's true. You were a cute little kid.
You were kids. And I remember, you know, the whole boisterous household of the Lutzes getting ready to go to church on a Sunday morning. You know, at least one or two of the teenage boys resisting every inch of the way. But I didn't resist. I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get up and I wanted to go out to the garden my father carefully tended with flowers to cut for offerings.
Mm-hmm.
And pick the, whatever was growing at that time, dahlias come to mind.
Right.
And pick out the fruits and the coins I had saved for the offering and come and be in the presence of Mother. And it was just like right.
Yeah.
The right place to be and feeling of such love and acceptance. I had, you know, some pretty funny Sunday school teachers too. But just being in that space was just total comfort.
Yeah. You know, I said before that I felt so safe around Mother, with Mother being in the world. And so safety means that we think we can predict how wonderful it's going to be. And we, everything turned out very differently, you know. And so it is strange to think what we were imagining would be. But what was Mother going to do with this, you know? She seemed to be something really special for the world. Couldn't others see it, you know? What was going to happen? I had no worry at all that it was going to be, that it was going to be grand or interesting at least, full of wonder for sure. And I think as we look back, we see more of that, that is what was going on. The yeast was bubbling away. I think that's enough for tonight for me, anyway. Let's say Mother's closing prayer. O Heavenly Father.
O Heavenly Father.
Divine Mother.
Divine Mother.
I feel the wonder and the beauty.
I feel the wonder and the beauty.
Of thy glorious presence.
Of thy glorious presence.
In every part of my being.
In every part of my being.
My heart is bursting with my love for thee.
My heart is bursting with my love for thee.
I kneel in adoration at thy feet.
I kneel in adoration at thy feet.
And surrender myself to thee.
And surrender myself to thee.
I feel the power of thy perfection.
I feel the power of thy perfection.
Surging in every cell of my body.
Surging in every cell of my body.
My mind and my intelligence.
My mind and my intelligence.
Are radiant with thy healing light.
Are radiant with thy healing light.
My soul is filled with the ecstasy and bliss.
My soul is filled with the ecstasy and bliss.
Of my communion with thee.
Of my communion with thee.
I and my Father are one.
I and my Father are one.
Blessed Spirit, I am he.
Blessed Spirit, I am he.
Peace.
Bliss.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's listen to a little music on that. While we meditate. Hari Om.